Hold on, I just got to daycare, Naomi. Can I drop him off and then I'll send you a link and then you tell me whatever you want to tell me?
No.
No. No?
Don't drop him off.
Drop
Before we jump into this episode, we wanted to remind you that we swear a lot as we go through this and that we'll be talking about different subjects that may be triggering to some listeners, such as domestic violence, sexual assault, covert control, sex, and overall R-rated material. We won't be talking in depth about most of these things in each episode, and if we are, we will give you a trigger warning before we delve into something too deep. But we wanted to start each episode with saying, look after your own mental health, and if it's not worth it today, don't listen to the episode.
Talk about some of the financial stuff, because I was listening back. I listened back to episode 1, 2, and 3 because I'm like listening back and writing down things that it like spoken about, and also like just remembering what I have said, because oftentimes when we're doing this, it just feels like you and I are on the phone. And then, like, I was listening, and I mean, I'm happy to share everything, but, like, I'll listen back and be like, oh, I forgot I said that. So I'm, like, trying to remember, okay, what have we said, what haven't we said? And I was listening to episode 2, which we talked about love bombing and financial abuse, but we only really say a sentence about financial abuse. Just that he fucked us, and that I've still got payment plans, and that he completely fucked you, and basically all we said. And so I just thought I wanted to talk a little bit, and then, yeah, we'll just see where it takes us. So basically, at the beginning of the relationship, Dick had, you know, he was in love box saying, you know, don't worry, baby, you only use your money when I don't have any money. This is the very beginning sort of money thing. And so he would buy us stuff or whatever, and then he has no way of, like, responsibility. He would never have any money. And so it would be, like, say, hypothetically, we get paid on a Monday. Like, the money's gone by Wednesday. So within a few weeks, I'm paying for everything, but he's buying a few lavish fun things on payday, right? And then we, like, that sort of becomes the standard, is that I'm paying for everything, and he does a few fun things, and he might occasionally chuck me $100 to go towards our rent, but not all the time. And I just had to sort of make everything work within that frame. And then it started to get worse and worse. So nothing was ever in his name because he had bad credit, he said. And so everything was in my name. Everything. Water, electricity, phone bill, blah, blah, blah. It's all in my name because he has bad credit. And then he goes to this thing, and I know he did this to muted Naomi too, that he would not allow you to pay bills. So say you had a water bill and you have enough money to pay for it. Well, you want to go out for dinner maybe that weekend, right? And so he would say things like, oh, you get like 3 warnings before anything, and like all of this, like, bills were not and do not pay them. Until you absolutely have to, which is so financially dumb, because then you have late fees on top of everything. Like, it's just a dumb fucking move. Anyway, that was the very start of it. And it started to become more and more controlling with money, and was paying for everything. And, oh my goodness, that's just almost a big crash in front of me. I was paying for everything, and he, as I said, had his charge money. That's what his money was for. And he never had any credit, so everything was in his name. And he would tell me credit resets and stuff. 7 years, it's not even a real thing, blah, blah, blah. And then he would say, you know, biblically, that, you know, and when he was making me read my Bible, and I had to highlight sections and told him what I learned every morning before he had woken up, needed to be done before he'd woken up. My parents had raised me so poorly because I wasn't religious. My mum is not religious. Anyway, that's all I know. So God, and it's in the Bible or something about 7 years, but I don't fucking know. So even God thinks this thing. And then he started sort of like getting loans. Like he would be like, let's finance this. And there wasn't a question as to whether it would go into my name or his name because he didn't have any credit. And we were a team. We're a team. What's yours is mine. What's mine is yours. You know, all of that. Except that I'm frivolously having fun on payday. So then we're getting, I don't remember what we financed first, something, right? Like probably a laptop. And it's going well and I'm paying it off, and then suddenly he decides we don't want to pay it anymore, or there's just not enough money to pay it. You have to keep up with his lifestyle, make all the money work, and you can't even say, like, maybe let's not get takeout for you for the fifth time in a row this week, even though I'm not eating, because remember, I'm not allowed takeout. Because maybe we shouldn't spend $50 a night on your food. You know, you can't say anything about it. You can't say no to him. There's a physical threat if you do. So, this is sort of the beginning. And then he's getting more and more out in my name, and we're paying less for stuff. And then we're about to leave the country, and he says, like, I want to put a bunch of stuff on rent to own and finance and blah, blah, blah. I want to get some phones and we'll just sell them on eBay. Because at the time in Australia, you would get a phone for free if you signed up for a two-year contract. It's not free because you're signing up for a very expensive two-year contract. But, and he used to do this when we worked at the same company. He would get a phone and then he would just cancel the two-year contract because he worked at that company, and then he would have a phone he could sell on eBay. eBay was very big at the time. So he would do that. He was starting to do things like that, but it was when we were leaving that he was like, just openly, like, yeah, and then we'll get like a couple phones, sell those, like, and I was like, I don't want that to be in my name. Like, especially when we're about to leave. And he's like, oh, no, Trump, Dave. No, I totally get it. We'll put it in my name. This is at least about the phone. I don't remember the other stuff, but specifically about the phone. And if I don't remember to circle back to you, because there's another subject that is just, like, circling my brain and keeps coming in and out, it'll come back to me. Oh, okay, here it is, so you can remember Naomi if I do forget. It is about superannuation. Okay, so back to the phone. So he's like, it's okay, we'll put it in my name. And I don't know why I didn't think, like, we can't put anything in your name. We've never been able to. But we've also never attempted, right? And you sort of have this thing with Dick where you're manipulated by him and you trust what he says, but sometimes in the back of your mind, you know what he's saying is untrue. And you have to go along with it. So I think when he said we can put it in my name, I was like, oh, I don't know. In the back of my mind, I was probably like, maybe we could always put stuff in his name and he wanted to put it in my name. I don't know why I didn't. Like, right now, I'm like, why wasn't I just like, of course we can't. We never have. That's not an option. But whatever. He convinced me, no, babe, I promise, do this one in my name, blah, 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 blah. This is right before we leave. And we get to the store, and they want to, you know, they're just filling in all the things, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here we go, and they get trying to find us up two phones. We've got two phones, but, Anyway, so he's filling it in with the lady, and he gets declined. And he knows this is going to happen. This is what I was thinking about the other day, right? So in my mind, it gets declined. He looks at me, he turns to me, we're in a public place, and I know what's going to happen when we get home if I say no. I And he says, and the girl says, that's right. She goes, oh, no, it hasn't gone through. She goes, we could try your name if you want, babe, to me. And he goes, oh, yeah, do you want to do that, babe? And looks at me. It was his plan all along, right? He just had to convince me to the mall so that we could do it because I was saying I didn't want to put it in my name. And so he was like, yeah, let's do that. And you're looking at him and he's screaming at you silently via eye contact. And so you have to do it. And so I did that. And I did a lot of things like that. He did a lot of things like that before we left. And when I had left, my parents did my phone number, right? First couple of months, fine, fine, fine. And then, of course, all of these, like, debt collectors are reaching out to me. And who's my event? My father. So they're calling, you know, all the time, and he's like, they're not allowed to share information with him, but, you know, they're also, like, not top lawyers in charge of the law. They're, like, kids working for $20 an hour, so sometimes I didn't tell them what's going on. And my dad was so mad. And, like, he would find something, like, people would call and they'd be, like, a $3,000 loan or something. And he would be like, what the fuck? And I would wake up every morning in Norway, like, wake up, like, hyperventilating. You know, anyway, I would check my email to see what had come through and had anyone else bothered my dad. And how disappointed was my dad in me today? And he was like, you've got to take care of this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm ignoring it for a very long time because I don't have another option. What I can't take care of it, okay? Here we are now living in Norway. I don't know how to explain to you other than I will be beaten. Like, there is no way that you can't do what's it. So I can't take care of it. It's getting worse and worse. So finally my dad pays one of them. And because of that, that goes into the system of it got paid, but I'm sure there's no support. And I'm freaking out every morning I wake up. And there's nothing I can do. And he's like, you know, Dick is like, what are you going to do? Like, just tell him to shut up. Just tell your dad no. Like, and I'm like, oh my God. And my dad is like writing me, like, so angry, so disappointed in me, regardless of how angry and disappointed in me he is. And he's saying this, he cannot allow me to fuck myself up like this for the future. And he's worried about my life. And he doesn't want me to have fucked credit. So he's just paying these things as they come, angry as fuck at me, and I'm on the other side of the world just like wishing, I don't even know. Okay. And then of course
we're in a new
country. Yeah, I'm okay. So but then we're in a new country, so it just starts in a new country. It's always me. And it happened in America too. And I like can't even add up, like, I've been really quiet about the financial stuff, like, when, like, you talk about it, don't say much, but, like, I can't, like, I don't know, like, he fucked me across the world. And then one of these things that I was remembering was the superannuation. Okay, honey, that's such a bad call. So, know how he knew it through someone at work, and they were like super shy to be sure about it. And they were doing this thing where if you sold all of your superannuation, which is your 401k, I don't know what's called in Norway, your retirement, you say buy a life insurance policy with your superannuation fund. You can't touch that money, right? So, but you can buy, like, a life insurance policy that uses that money. I think, right? That's what I was told. And so, he I've left her in a very expensive life insurance policy that completely wiped my entire superannuation. I don't even know if it was true. Maybe. I tell you, so, I've met with these guys in an office that they had hired for half an hour. Like, it was so dodgy, I can't even explain to you. They wiped my superannuation and they wiped it too completely. And because they get paid a commission on the life insurance plan of 20K, they're going to split it with us and give us 10K. So it's you can't touch money, but you want some money now, we give away everything in our retirement for 10K now, which is insane. But we did that, and I was like, well, he's doing it to, you know, like, I don't know, but who knows if he even did, right? Like, but it just, that's entirely wiped out my savings. Then I just have one other example, and then I like that's everything I can sort of remember for now, and I sort of need to put up the walls and dissociate from it for a bit, and you can share whatever stuff you want to share, or we can talk about anything. But then,
of course,
the other thing that he did was, oh god, now I forgot it. Life insurance, superannuation. Oh yeah, my family, extended family, not my mum and dad. My extended family, when I was younger, every year for my birthday, since I was born until the age of 18, they would buy me shares. And not many shares, right? But like whatever you would spend on a birthday present, and maybe that's $50 or $20, but not much, right? But over the years, and because they're multiplying and they're investing, they're good shares, right? They're growing. And so by the time I'm 18, I buy a good little start in the stock market, right? Like, not like you've got here's some money saved away, like here's a portfolio that you can use to make money throughout your life. My uncle doesn't work. He only does the stock market. He's the one who started this. So he was like, you know, who knows? You could just be an investor. Like, good luck. Here's, you're 18, good luck. Right? So really, really thoughtful tips for them to do for me my entire life. And as a side note, I always thought they never got me a gift. And then they presented this with me on my 18th. I was like, oh, you guys are nice all along. Because I, like, as a kid, did not understand things, right? So I have this, and I knew when I was 18 it was mine, and I'd never, ever, 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 ever touched it. I didn't even know what it was in. I just thought, this is great, I've got it, and it's doing its work. One day I'll use and I remember we had just moved to America and I had to call my dad.
I'm sorry, but you're lagging a little bit. You're lagging a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you get to America and one day you called your dad.
Yeah, and he said, you know, do you have the information about these shares? And he's like dubious because he's like, what are you doing? And I've been fucking up financially. What it appears by, I've been fucking up financially for 10 years now, right? Caitlin has just been making wild decisions, taking absolutely no responsibility. And who knows what the fuck is happening over there, right? So I'm asking about these shares, and my dad's like, why? Right? And I was like, well, Dick wants to buy Apple shares, right? Which was a complete lie. He just wanted the money, but I knew I couldn't say that. So I had to say, he wants to sell them and buy Apple shares because they're really good shares. And it was at the time that the split, they just like split the shares, so they were quite affordable because they just like opened up so many more shares. I don't know if anyone remembers that. It was a big deal, and I capitalized on that to tell. Maybe, actually, I think the dickhead convinced me this is what we'll do. We've got to sell your shares and buy Apple shares now that they blah, blah, blah. But of course, we never did buy those Apple shares, right?
Of course not.
But he completely wiped that out. For what? For a dinner one night? Like, I don't even think. Like, we didn't even fucking buy anything. Like, I
don't even know where the money went.
I have no idea where it went.
Hmm.
And that's sort of my story. One other thing I was going to say really quickly was that he would also, just on top of all of that, forcing you to, like, take loans and do stuff, he would also just, like, with money, he was just terrible. Like, when we lived in America and we had a small income, single income of mine, and he would, like, the first pay I ever got, he spent it all on it. Brand new PlayStation or Xbox, I forget which one. And then the next, and we were a couple of days late for rent, which is okay, a couple of days, but not good, right? But okay, I can make this work. And then my pay arrived finally, and I can pay rent. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. It's not that important of a story. The point is that, like, as soon as I got paid, like, 4 minutes needed, so you can cut out the.
Yeah, it's fine. But did he have your credit card? Well, like your... I don't know.
Yeah. We had one card. It was mine.
So he used it because he knew you got paid, so he used yours.
Yeah, we were shit. So it wasn't as though his money, my money, even though, like, it.
Yeah.
This time it was my money. Like, so it changed, but I guess it's not. Like, even today, like, Ty has a card to my account. One of his. Like that part I didn't think was strange. It was just like, he's one of those. And, like, you can't buy everything, or, like, if you have $800 and you spend $100, he still thinks he has $800. You know, he doesn't think, now I have 70. Like, I don't know how to explain it. He spends money, like, without any consequence, without any... And the rest of life is like, hopefully the lights don't get turned off this week. But he's like, I bought you these brand new Nikes. And then you have to, like... You're sort of also putting on this display of how well he treats you, right? So you're also putting on this... of how well he financially treats you. So I would, like, send pictures to friends and be like, look at these shoes Dick bought me, that I bought them instead of rent. Like, you know, like, it was, I can't, I don't really know. Anyway, that's me.
Yeah, if you didn't have a boyfriend, it would have just been a bad decision. But it seemed like you got him from him or something.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's really bad. And he made me get this car. Chevy Tahoe LTD when we first got to America. Really,
I've heard all about the amazing Chevy Tahoe he had.
and then we sold that because the speed at which money runs is truly baffling.
How did you pay for insurance, or do you not have to have insurance in America?
Oh my god, the insurance was $1,300 a month. We were hemorrhaging money. What was the question?
How you paid for insurance.
Oh my god. Okay, so we were hemorrhaging money. So the insurance was like $1,300 a month because he's on an Australian driver's license, right? And in America, I don't know, in Australia, you shouldn't. But you can take the risk. You could be uninsured if you really want, right? In America, you cannot. When you are pulled over, you are asked for license and proof of insurance. The reason for that is that in Australia, you have a high registration cost. Same as in Norway. No, I don't know what the Norwegians put the cost towards, but in Australia, it's very expensive, almost $1,000 for your registration every year. And that covers, like, if you drive over someone and you have to go to court because that you like, you know, they've got a serious injury, like, that's covered by your registration. Like, that's just, like, TAC on the road, like, that's just standard. If you're uninsured, you're fucked. Oh, sorry, if you're unregistered. So insurance
is
really...
Yeah, not the same in Norway.
Yeah, probably not the same. So insurance here is, like, just truly, like, if you smash your car or if you smash into someone else's car or your car gets stolen. So you can... I mean, you'd be dumb sort of if you got in a crash, but you could go without it. And actually, I was never allowed to buy it because it was a waste of money. So he and I were both uninsured for the entire time. Yeah, of course, in Australia. But in America, we had to be, right? I mean, he's on an Australian driver's license. It's out of this world expensive. But he's been running all these scams in Australia. And so by the time we got to America, we had $120,000 to spend. Now, within 9 months, we had 20 grand. Like, you know, it was just the Tahoe, this, that. Then we're paying $1,300 just on insurance month. We're paying it, we're staying in a nice hotel. Remember, he can't, like, he wouldn't stay in a Holiday Inn or something like this, staying in a nice hotel every night. That's what he's doing.
And then when you're left with, like, 20K, I'm sure he's like, you spent so much fucking money, we only have 20K left.
Exactly.
Yeah, blaming you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then that was the thing. So then we moved to Norway so that he could make some more money. Hold on. Thank you very much. Have a good day. So that he could make some money because, you know, a lot of people in Europe do that.
So because he couldn't work in America.
No, no. Could not work in America.
Okay, at least that was true.
Yeah, that was true. though I will say we lived in Nebraska, and a lot of farms and a lot of farming jobs, and a lot of them are cash, right? And like it happens a lot with the kids. You can make really good money, you know, corn hucking or whatever it's called, you know, you can make $50 an hour. And because my family is well known in that town, like people are like, oh, our husband and he can't work. And he would get offered stuff all the time, cash in hand, very well paid. And every time
beneath him.
And I had to say no to them. I would have to call them. And he would say things like, I don't think you know what you got paid in Australia, but this is like not even. And these people are trying to help us out. Okay, they're like my grandparents' friends. And they're like, oh, you know, we're dick like. You know, we've got this and we can pay $50 an hour and, because, you know, no one's ever talked to him. He was, like, hiding in the basement, nocturnal, and just fucking jacking off all night. I had to, like, tell them, absolutely not, how dare you. Like, he made me, I don't even know what, like, he wasn't there when I called him. I don't know why I would go through with what he told me to tell them. But
how dare you offer him something like that?
Yeah. He could have been taking money. He chose not to. Yeah. And then so we went to Norway because we had like 20K left and he was going to make more money there. But of course he's showing up in Norway and, you know, blah, 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 always out. He can't not spend money. He just can't. And so we left with less money than we came with. And, you know, when we're leaving and trying to get your house, it was that spent the year. And I was like, we lost. He's like, you know, made a bunch of money in Norway. And I go, we lost money in Norway. And he's like, you know, like, we have less money now than we were down to like 15K, maybe 10K at this stage. So we have less money than when we came here. And he was like, oh, you know, I'm going to support myself. And then we moved to America. Oh, so now we're back in Poland, and we have about 10 to 13 K left. And this is when he wants to get this really fancy apartment in the middle of Centrum in the town that we lived in Poland. And it might start to get a bit choppy here for the next 2 minutes, Jeremy, but I think they can hear me fine, but I'm just going over it.
I'll let you know if it's bad.
Okay, yeah, you let me know. But, fuck, what's
the thing? You're back in Paul and Annie wants to get this fancy apartment.
They did kind of stick my idea that we should get this fancy apartment, but it's an Airbnb, so it's like super expensive. It's like paying rent in America in a small village in Poland, because by the time you add it up for the whole month, it's an Airbnb, right? So it's like we're paying a couple of grand and we're going to be there for a couple of months. And I was like, hey, Dick, this is the one time when I put my foot in. I was nice about it, very, very careful about how I approached it. But I was we can't. Like, we won't have any money at all. And we still have to give me a job. Like, we have to survive while I'm doing that. He wanted to start a business from buying off Alibaba for books. And so we, like, I was like, we just can't. And
no.
We didn't. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. And then we got to America, and we had 10 grand left. We put the deposit on the apartment, and he spent the rest, apart from about $50, on some products from Alibaba that we could never even sell because they were counterfeit. And I have lived paycheck to paycheck since that moment until now.
Yeah. Yeah. So you still live paycheck to paycheck because of him?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's awesome, isn't it?
What?
That's awesome, isn't it?
No, paycheck to paycheck is no good.
It's awesome, isn't it? It's great. It's just what you want. It's just what you imagine. You're like, it's not good. Yeah, I know, Caitlin. I know.
So good. Love it. Yeah.
It's, you're living the lavish life.
I said my memory is so bad.
Yeah, mine too. But I didn't hear what you said before because it was cutting out, so I can't remind you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, paycheck to paycheck. Like, I...
Yeah.
And not like that. These days I'm not like, oh my god, do I have $50? And my bills are paid, okay? For the most part, on time. Sometimes about a week, I feel like I'm only just getting to a good place now where I do have a little bit left over at the end of each paycheck, and I'm just having very, very, very small but happy to put aside a little bit. You know, we had also COVID recently, which was really rough for those in the hospitality industry, which my partner is. And then we actually just went back to America so that my son could meet his family because it's almost two, and because of COVID hadn't visited anyone. So we had, you can cut out all of that if you want, but like, so I have spent a bit of money recently. I'd probably be a bit better if not for those things.
Yeah,
I know. But I was just trying to say, like, why I'm not in a bit of a better spot. But I'm doing well, and, he completely fucked me financially, and he did the same to me in America. And,
It's
really, really embarrassing. And, one time I had one of the OBG things that I don't know if I told that.
Yeah.
Another time.
No, you haven't told it on the podcast, but you told me.
Okay, I don't know that I have the energy for it, but I will come back to it.
It's okay, we can do that another time.
Yeah.
But the reason...
And I've been thinking, Naomi, like, even, like, if you look at it as a whole, right, obviously it's extremely abusive, but, like, I don't know, this is going to sound so dumb, but, like, I'm listening back on the sexual abuse episodes, and I'm like, was it really that bad? Like, I know it was really that bad, but even with the finance stuff, I'm like, is this abusive? Like, yeah, he wiped out everything I had since birth, completely wiped, drove me tens of thousands of dollars into debt in every country we had been in. Like, I think it was abusive.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk more about that whole the feelings after and what you're left with in another episode.
Yeah, that's true.
But the feeling that you, like, after that last episode or after the last two episodes, you gotta mute yourself because I can hear myself.
I can't. Sorry, you're gonna have to put up with it. Just try and meditate through it.
Okay, just turn the volume a bit down. Maybe that's better.
Is that better?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, babe. Yeah, better. Way better. What was I saying?
So we're gonna talk about what you're left with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But how I was feeling after the last two episodes.
But yeah, that feeling where you're like, was it even that bad? You know, I have that feeling all the fucking time.
All the time.
Like, I don't remember if it was today or the other day. I'm like, oh, this podcast, I'm making it, but I'm talking about all this stuff. But did it really happen? Was it really that bad?
Why do we think that?
Because that's what he made you believe. Like, the whole, like, he told you, oh, Norwegians beating their wives up. You know, that stuff that he would tell me all the time. Not treating them right, blah, blah, blah. I always treat my baby right. Making you believe that he's not that bad.
Yeah.
While he's the worst of the worst. You know, he's not punching me in my face. But look at the financial stuff.
He would be punching you in the face if you don't do exactly what he says. So, yeah.
And that's what I mean. Or if it was a little bit stupider, I promise you, if he was the one working and you were at home, or if he was working and I was at home, I promise you, he would have beaten the shit out of us. In Poland, when you're not around your family or your friends, if he was working there, and you weren't, like, you would have been in fucking hell.
Well, he was working in Norway and I wasn't, and it was pretty terrible. And now that I'm thinking about it, that was the time when the physical abuse was the worst. Like, that night in Norway when
he... Well, tell me... that's what I mean. That was during that time.
Yeah, it was. And all exactly. of the shoulder, when he was moving, the shoulder was ripped.
It was in Norway.
Yeah, you're right. All the physical stuff happened when I didn't have to show up to work.
Exactly. And you didn't have anybody you could tell. You didn't have anybody that would see you every day that would see the difference.
Yeah, you're right.
Imagine.
Apart from my one friend, and he didn't give a fuck what she thought because she always, like, it was one of those relationships where he didn't laugh in front of her. He knew that she thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. Also,
imagine
though, and
I went with him to Australia.
Oh, you'd be fucked. Yeah, you'd be fucked.
I'd be fucked.
Yeah.
Unless I found you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think I would have dared.
No. And you'd still probably be with him because I would have been so much harder to leave. Because once you're by, like, where, like, that was the biggest thing. Like, so many times I wanted to leave and I was like, where do I even go?
Where do I even go? What do I even do? When he left, I didn't know how bad it was. I didn't realize, like, financially, I had no idea.
Me either. And it was people sort of raising their eyebrows and stuff. Like, after I'd left him, I still cooked him three meals a day, or at least made sure that he had three meals a day provided to him. I would drop them off. I would hang out with him for at least an hour every day because what if he got lonely? And he would tell me that, like, I'm so lonely, I don't have anyone but you. And so I would have to, like, put my phone on do not disturb and, like, go into the apartment. And just, I remember just being scared while there and just, like, hoping that the time would go quickly. And I certainly couldn't have any messages or calls come through and he would go ballistic. And it was, like, so fucking strange.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Traumatizing. No, but it, yeah.
People were like, what? Like, my friend, my best friend, we would, for work a lot. He's like, let's go have dinner. I'm like, yeah, I just got to drop off some food to Dick first. I mean, because she was traveling, she wouldn't have her car, right? She'd flown in. So, like, if you want to come hang out with me, this is what we're doing. So she would, like, wait in the car, and I would, like, be like, I'll try and be as quick as possible. And I would tell him, like, hey, I'm going to dinner with Lara, and, like, if you can leave her name, sorry, I just realized that that's my name was. I've just got to drop this off really quick. And he's like, yeah, no worries. And then I'd get there, and he would do everything he could to prolong it for as long as possible. And she's, like, just sitting in the car waiting. And she'd be like, why do you do this thing? Like, there was things like that where people were like, this isn't normal. But it took me a very, very, very long time to put the whole complete picture together.
Because he's telling you it's normal. And you believed everything he said for years because you had to, even though you knew deep inside it's all bullshit, you still sort of believed him.
Yeah.
And then when other people tell you it's not normal, he's told you that other people are shit. So, it's that trauma bond.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hard to explain. Like, if you know, you know. And if you haven't experienced it, how can you even explain it?
You can't explain a trauma bond.
It's so fucking hard to explain why I am in the situation I am. Why it is why it is. Why didn't I leave earlier? When I went to the shop to go get groceries, why didn't I just go to the police?
Right.
I had the opportunity, but how can I explain it? How can you explain to
that he loves you and that no one in the world could ever love you the way that he does, but he has issues and he has faults and you're going to love him through it?
Yeah, you're fucked without him, and financially you don't know shit. He knows better. Like, look how much money you spend. And it's him. He's spending all the fucking money, but he's making you believe that you're the one spending.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so fucking hard. Okay, so when I... Sorry.
Coming to the relationship with terrible credit and blah, 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 blah. Like, I was, like, I bet he did that to Maria before me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he had bad credit when he met you.
Yeah, nothing could go and hit me. And I didn't know. I always was like, is that true or are you just putting it in my name? But then when we went to go get those phones and it declined.
Hmm.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And phones so are fucked the up. Easiest way to get. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. It's so stupid. I don't know. When I met him, he didn't have bad credit because we're in Norway. And he hadn't been in Norway for that long, so he didn't.
No, I had looked after his finances in Norway.
Yeah, so he didn't really have the time to fuck it up.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. So by the time he met me, he didn't have bad credit. But he would spend like there was no tomorrow. And I didn't see it. The thing is, I always paid my bills on time. I never had bad credit. Like, I wasn't amazing with money. I wasn't. I was 100% living paycheck to paycheck. But I was 21.
Yeah.
Did you just get to the island? Well, you're in a bad spot, yeah.
You talk and I'll be quiet then.
Yeah. I don't remember what I was saying. Yeah. What was I saying though? Yeah, I was living.
Yeah,
he was spending, but his credit wasn't bad. He hadn't been in Norway long enough by himself to like fuck it up. And I was living paycheck to paycheck, but I was 21. I was okay. Like, I was putting a little bit away here and there. But it wasn't much. And I was working in the bar and I had tips. So I would, everything coming into my account, I would pay bills with. I would pay my rent, I'd pay, yeah, all the bills, electricity, water, whatever. Food and all that. But all my tips went to alcohol and eating out. I would eat out every day. Because that was the life I was living. I was living that bartender life, being 21, having fun. So I was 100% living paycheck to paycheck. And if I was going up north to visit my friend, I would pay with a credit card, because when you pay with a credit card, you get the insurance. But I would always pay it back. I would always pay it down before I had to pay extra on that credit card. And I would pay, like, you had a minimum you had to pay each month. And I would always pay more than a minimum to not pay any fees, so that the credit card be paid down more and more. But I had the credit card and I would use it and I would pay back, and like, yeah, but it was like max, I think it was like 15 or 20K. It wasn't that much. That was like my max. And I, my, yeah, Norwegian.
Yeah,
20K Norwegian. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, 2 grand Australian or American, yeah, ish, roughly. I wouldn't, what was I even saying? Oh,
you had this credit card and you sort of, you know, you were using it,
yeah,
you were being responsible.
Yeah, I was like, I was being responsible, but I was also being 21, just living my life. So I didn't have an issue with it. I didn't have a lot of savings, but I didn't even know what I was saving for, if I was saving. You know, I had everything I wanted, and I could afford my dog's insurance and my house, and whenever the dog needed to go to the vet, I was fine. You know, I could pay it. So I was having a great time, and I was having a lot of fun, and I was a lot of fun, and you know, if my friends didn't have a lot of money and I was like, oh, let's go out and eat, and they're like, oh, I don't have any money, I'd be like, I'll pay for you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very like, I wanted everybody to be fine, and I would spend my money on other people. I didn't care. I could have saved that money, of course, but I was happy to spend it on my friends, because spending that time with friends meant a lot to me.
Yeah.
But I put away a little bit each month. And when I met him, that was my situation. I didn't have a lot of savings, and I was living paycheck to paycheck, but I had great credit and I was good. So when I got into a relationship with him, I didn't tell him about the credit card, because why should I? I've known him for 2 weeks. Why should I tell him how my finances are? Like, you don't need to know it all. And then we moved in quite quickly, and I was honest with him how much I was making and stuff like that. But I didn't tell him all the financial stuff, because I was like, I haven't known him for that long, and I don't, I felt like it wasn't normal to talk about all that like a month into the relationship. But I was always honest with him. And then I got rid of the credit card. I was like, okay, well, I'm done with the credit card, and I'm not living paycheck to paycheck anymore, and I'll just pay it off and we'll be done with it. And then slowly he took more and more control financially. He was like, oh, you're shit with money, you don't even have nothing. And I was like, well, I have a little bit, but I'm 21 and I'm having fun. Like, I'm happy with my life. And I was definitely living like a lavish life. I wasn't buying designer purses and stuff like that, but I was still living a good life, eating out and stuff.
Yeah.
And It got to a point where he had so much control over the finances that I didn't know how do I even pay for the credit card. I couldn't spend anything out of my account without him knowing, and we didn't have shared accounts.
Right.
Mind you, he didn't tell me anything about him.
No. But this is the thing, is like, this is where it gets to where you have bills that you're not allowed to pay, or he will get angry at you if they're not paid, but he won't allow you to pay them. Like, if you had $200 in the account and you paid $180 bill, he would be so mad that you paid that bill. So, so mad. But say he finds out that that $180 bill is overdue, he finds the mail and sees that it's overdue. Now you're in fucking unbelievable shit that it's not paid. So in this, it's so fucked.
Yeah, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. There's nothing you can do that is correct. It's wrong no matter what. So I get this bill from the credit card company because I haven't paid. And this is like the first time I haven't paid. And I'm like, what the fuck do I do? And when I'm in trouble, I always call my dad. So I call my dad. I'm like, hey, I don't know how to deal with this. And I was honest, but I wasn't honest. I was like, I can't really pay this, and I don't know how to do it, but he doesn't know about it, and I don't want to tell him. And so my dad's like, okay, I'm going to pay it for you, but we have to make a deal. And I'm like, okay, well, the deal was he was going to pay it for me, and I was going to pay him back. So he didn't just pay, and then that's it. I had to, like, to make sure I wouldn't be in financial trouble, he'd pay it for me and I'd pay him back instead of the credit card company. Because then I only have to pay that $20K instead of all the fees. But for him to do that, he said I needed to tell Dick. That was his deal. Because you're in a relationship and you're grown and you need to be honest with each other. And I was like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. So I'm like, yeah, I'll tell him. So I got home that day, and he had opened my mail, and there was a letter from the credit card company. And he, like, flipped out completely, like, it was a rage. And I was like, well, that's what I came to talk to you about. He's like, it's too late now. You're only saying that because I found it. I'm like, no, that's not true. Like, you can even speak to my dad. I just spoke to him and we have this whole agreement. He's like, if you had only told me from day one, I would have paid it for you. But now, I'm not going to help you out.
I'm not going to help you out. Like, I'm just, as I'm listening, because I'm, like, reliving and unpacking, like, it's not him helping you out. It's not, I'm not going to help you out. It's, I'm not going to allow you to pay for this with your own money. It's not him helping you out.
At that point, he did have some savings.
Okay, all right.
Well, actually, quite a bit. He had, like, 100K or something. Norwegian crowns. From his tips, and I don't even understand how did he get that much money,
because he was stealing,
or something else. I don't know what he's done to get that money, but
he told me that, like, when people would order a beer, if they were paying cash, because if they're paying FBOS, it has to go through the machine, but if they're paying cash, you just wouldn't ring it in.
Yeah, and then take all that money. But that is a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
100,000 crowns worth of not put in the till. You're asking to be caught.
100%, but he hasn't been caught up until this point. So he's getting more and more confident. So
it's like 100, 150, something like that. I don't 100% remember. And I didn't question the fact Yep.
Yep.
I know what's coming.
I know what's coming. Okay.
11:30. Okay, just message me when you're done if you have time and we'll see if I'm up.
Okay, if you're up, we'll keep going.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay. All right, I'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast so far, please like and subscribe and think about leaving us a 5-star review. It really helps with the algorithm and it is so much appreciated.
And if you want to connect with us, we're on TikTok.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. It's silenced at 21.
Yep, so silenced at 21. So it's at the at symbol and then silenced AT21, the numerals.
Yes.
So check us out there. Silenced, the podcast, is co-hosted by Caitlin and Naomi. Join us for weekly visits into the spiral that was.
Mobile order.
Yeah, okay.
AR84.
Okay,
thank you.